Blog Talk Radio.
Against the canvas of the night, appears a curious celestial phenomenon.
And let's all get down. We got to have what? We got to have that love.
What is the black star? Is it the cat with the black shades, the black car? Is it shining from very far to where you are? It is commonplace and different, intimate and distant, fresher than an infant.
Black, my family thick like that strap molasses. Star on the rise in the eyes of the masses. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Stars are bright, shining, hot balls of air.
Black like my baby girl stare. Black like the veil that the Muslimina wear. Black like the planet that they fear. Why they scared? Black like the slave ship that they brought us here. Black like the cheeks of the roadways for tears. They leave black faces well traveled with years. Black like assassin crosshairs. Blacker than my granddaddy armchair. He never really got no time to chill there, cause his life was warfare.
See on the front lines of black is all there. Black like the perception of who on welfare. Black like faces at the bottom of the well. I've been there before to bring the light and heat it up like Lacosina. Make what I imagine happen, but maybe I'm just a dreamer. I love rockin' track like John Coltrane, love Naima.
Like the student, love the teacher.
Like the prophet, love Khadijah.
Like I love my baby features.
Like the creator, love all creatures. Who are knowledge, truth, and peace seekers. We on point like heat seekers. Targets in the black market, 10 strategists. Run up on them with the heaters. Everybody following with no leaders. Feeling like we killing ourselves because I know they can't defeat us. It don't stop till we complete this. Keep this fly. There's so much to life when you just stay black and die.
Blacker than the nighttime sky, a best star in July. Blacker than the seed in the blackberry pie. Blacker than the middle of my eye. Black like Fela, man cry. The man won't ask who am I. I simply reply that you and I. B-E-R-S-A-L magnetic. Work to respect the angelic. Climb the mountain top and tell it to the valleys envelop. You're full of big cats, but you're not no me. I'm dark like the side of the moon you don't see. When the moon shine newly, you know who else is a black star?
Who?
Me.
You know who else is a black star?
Who?
Me.
You know who else is a black star?
Who?
We. And we be shining and shining, but we rhyming and rhyming. We be shining and shining, but we rhyming and rhyming. Now everybody hop on the one, the sounds of the two. It's the third eye vision, five side dimension. The eighth light is gonna shine bright tonight. It's the third eye vision, five side dimension.
You know the light,
go from the dark.
The other way is ass backwards.
Absurd.
Make you wanna crow like a blackbird.
That's right.
You're living from your first day to your last night. Sometimes you show your ass like
lint on your clothes
when you froze in the black light.
Dead that.
Before you get your head wrapped.
Like Badu.
We see through your voodoo just like he's by you. You dealing with the black magic.
Try to civilize you.
Not walk on by you.
Like civil.
Lies do get you blacklisted.
It'll.
Being lucky for you like a black cat.
A panther.
Revolution is the answer.
That's what we need.
Greed like my people like a cancer.
Sure indeed. The black people unite. Let's all get down. Now everybody hop on the one. The sounds of the two. It's the third eye vision. Five sides dimension. The eighth light is gonna shine bright tonight. Everybody hop on the one. The sounds of the two. It's the third eye vision. Five sides dimension. The eighth light is gonna shine bright tonight. It's the third eye vision. Five sides dimension. Equaling up to eight light shine
that's
bright.
A black one right there.
Time breaks, it's great. Enough is cool, I'm facing how cool I ain't.
little bit, that's what it's gonna be. Oh, when you're thinking things are hopeless, when you're slipping loose and focus,
it's gonna be.
You know how wacky and broke is, but with the bag comes the good, ain't no sin.
It's gonna be.
When you're thinking things are hopeless, when you're slipping loose and focus,
it's gonna be.
You know how wacky and broke is, but with the bag comes the good, ain't no sin.
Check, life's a bitch, but still you gotta love it. With the good times also come the rugged. Don't think nothing of it, cause the stress will mess up your nugget. I think you tears in a bucket, motherfucker. Cause we all go to trials and tribulations, and we all deal with real life situations, day out and day in, like a family relationship and an occupation. Peep, all week long you're vexed at your workplace, until you receive that check on Thursday. Nice to go shopping, lay up and chill, but you got your own apartment, so you gotta pay bills and understand that the hardships we face are real. Like the emotions at times find hard to conceal, but don't let tomorrow reflect on how today feels. Just be grateful you're able to deal with the cards God dealt you, cause when times get hard, he's there to help you. I had plans myself too, but they fell through, so I kept my composure and I'm here to tell you that it's.
When you're thinking things are hopeless, when you're slipping loose and focus,
it's gonna be.
You know how wacky and broke is, but with the bag comes the good, ain't no sin.
It's gonna be.
When you're thinking things are hopeless, when you're slipping loose and focus,
it's gonna be.
Weak brothers fight to get laid in the day. And for most of your night, don't you know? Yeah, when the music is insightful, delightful, you go to a show, the MC hits you with a mic full. Hip-hop will never leave its rightful rulers. That's why I still make dance for B-boys and old schoolers. While y'all fools be at the jewelers, I'm dropping gems. Some in the form of poems and chants and some of hymns. All of which can be done in your average college curriculum. Next to anthologies on ethnomusicology. And while they breaking down the different ways to follow me, they soon find out that the beat is just a part of me. This is a Gigi Brown production, held in conjunction with the Seven Heads, put for your consumption.
What is universally accepted and supported, domestic or imported?
Hey, yo, the music.
What is priceless to the righteous and free to the nicest? A microphone device.
What the music.
What is it that you hear in your head instead of your ear when the radio is near? The music.
What is unspoken and heard, with or without words?
In the sense of delight, like the bees and the birds. It's the music.
All right. She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger way over time that digs on me. She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to show biz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Girl, go ahead. 18 years, 18 years. She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't wanna do the smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, you can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
All over the land, mother against daughter, father against son, the whole thing is getting out of wouldn't have to suffer if there was more love for your brother. But these are trying times. Got the riot and the ghetto, and it's all around. A whole lot of things that's wrong is going down. I don't understand it. My point of view, I remember somebody said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then folks wouldn't have to suffer.
Greetings, everyone. You're listening to Truth to Power, Dr. Robert X Form, and Dr. Robert X. We're having some technical difficulty. Go ahead, Dr. Robert X.
Hotep, Sister Bear, Hotep family. Listen, family, I'm having a problem with my phone. My renewal for my phone is not until the 14th of April. However, I'm receiving a message on my phone, as I did last night when I was summarily cut off. I thought it was Blog Talk Radio doing what they have done on more than one occasion, just cut you off at 12 o'clock. Well, I got a message telling me failed and that my call limit has been reached. I have a dumb phone, and I pay on a monthly basis. So the call limit that they're talking about does not fit within my plan, which is unlimited minutes. Now, here's the deal that I didn't mention to Bev. I'm not sure if I paid in advance, which would cover up until the 14th of April, or if I paid the last payment that I made, which was a couple of weeks ago, covers up to the 14th. If that's the case, they've instituted a different policy and haven't told me anything about it. But I have the plan that I've been having for the last few years is unlimited minutes, and I pay on a monthly basis. If I don't pay on the date that it's due, phone service off. Okay? So as far as I know, I don't have any limit on minutes. The problem is I don't have an earpiece. So I have this phone up to my head right now talking because I cannot put on the speakerphone. It refuses to allow me to turn the speakerphone on. So it would be like I'm having a regular conversation with Bev to my head, okay? And I'm not going to hold this phone up to my head for 4 hours. And I don't like the fact that I'm putting this phone up to my head, getting all this excess radiation. If I had an earpiece, I could probably try to work around it, because the earpiece, and again, I'm not even sure if the earpiece would have allowed me to, I haven't used an earpiece in so long, it's been some years, piece would allow me to move the phone away from my mouth, because that's just for the ear. What you think, Bear?
Well, that my earpiece, that's what I got on, and it's long, so I had a phone sitting down, and I had an earpiece in my ear.
Okay, so I don't know what these people, because it's just a regular little Walmart plan, okay?
And it might have got mixed up with Walmart, you know. They might. Is that Mike? I see Mike got his hands raised.
Okay, let him in. Maybe he can, if that's my buddy, Mike, he can
probably. Mike, I see your hand raised. Did you have something to say? Or you just
If you have an earpiece, how you doing, Bear?
Okay.
If you have an earpiece, it would allow you to hear and speak. The earpiece has a mic, and so you can do both with the earpiece.
Okay, I haven't used an earpiece, I bet you, in over 10 years. because when I'm here.
And talk.
Huh?
It allows you to hear and speak.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I'm pretty sure I got one around here. I just don't know where it is. Because I never used it.
Yeah, well, if I was like you, I wouldn't hold that phone. I wouldn't hold it for an hour, let alone four.
No. Absolutely.
Uh-uh.
So, but I wanted to come on and let the family know, because I thought you were Big Mike. Big Mike told me the same thing happened to him. It's been a couple of months ago when he told me that. Said that he had exceeded his limit on minutes. So what they've done is they've arbitrarily introduced this minute system, and I'm just assuming that if you exceed your limit, you got to go and buy some more.
Well, we got somebody else hand raised. Let me see what they saying. 323.
Hotep, better love.
Hotep
family,
love.
Better love.
This family out of Cali. I was just calling because, I had T-Mobile. I'm not sure what service you are experiencing, you know, dealing with. But, when I had T-Mobile, like you said, I had unlimited minutes and everything, but something to do with the Blog Talk Radio conference call, the services, they was trying to player aid on it. So even though my minutes was unlimited, they were trying to say I needed to pay extra fees and stuff just to listen to this call. So what I had did was I had downloaded the app, Google Voice, which is free. And then you get a number through Google Voice, and then that way it's I've been able to call in the Blog Talk no problem and listen to the whole show. So that's what I did in order to get around the censorship. I downloaded Google Voice, got a number through them, and then I call in that way. I mean, that's the best advice I can give in this situation.
I'm definitely going to look into that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did you get any kind of notification that you were now going to be on limited minutes?
What they tried to say was that I would need to, if I wanted to call in the Blog Talk, and this was after some time. This wasn't how they were doing it in the beginning. It just... all of a sudden, one day, they just implemented this. You gotta get some extra minutes. So, I mean, after I did the Google Voice, I swerved on T-Mobile and just went straight through Google, and I didn't have no problems after that. So, I mean,
T-Mobile. It's just a regular little Walmart plan, right?
Yeah, but that's the point. That's the even worse thing about it is those plans, they don't give you the best service. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like you're saying, even though you're unlimited, as you're calling in to these calls, they're trying to regulate you another way.
Yeah. And you know what? It may be simply because it's Blog Talk Radio. Because a couple of other people told me that this problem happened with them when they were dealing with Blog Talk Radio, trying to listen to the program.
I've heard about T-Mobile. I've had people tell me about it, but most of them, they've been on T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the one that the brother was just mentioning, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, T-Mobile won't charge you 1 cent per minute.
Yeah.
Going to Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know what? It's not consistent. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
It depends on what it is you're talking about, huh?
Right. They like Facebook and them. They censor.
You look up and you got a $400 phone bill. You ain't left your house.
Yes.
And only had one phone call twice a week, but your phone bill is $400, huh?
Mm-hmm. Unless you talk about what they want you to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to get into this Google Voice thing because you know me, man. I'm just a stickler for trying to find out what the hell is going on with these phones. Because you recall almost 2 years ago, they said the world was going in, so make sure you got rid of your dumb phone and got you a smartphone because they was going to cut off all the service to the dump. Remember that?
I remember that.
That was 2 years almost ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm going to see. And nothing
there
happened.
Right.
So they didn't come up with another gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see this as because I don't know. I guess it's just their way of trying to limit the number of people that can really call into Blog Talk.
I don't know what they do, but call is right. I forgot about the Google because I've called in. I've done this show on Google.
And it's just an app that you download.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Google Blog Talk got an app too that you can just do it through the computer if you don't want to use your phone.
Ah, well, I may do that.
Right, you don't have to use the phone at all. You just go through the computer.
Yeah, because this is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's how you did it, all through the computer.
We've been doing it on the phone.
Yeah, I've been on this phone, man, for years.
You should just go through the Blog Talk app, man, and go through the app. I wouldn't even deal with the phone.
Yeah, well.
And that's what I'm looking at here, too, to see but how he – because there's some kind of way I can invite him. Let me see. What is your email again? Let me see if I can do it through your email. Is it Robert
– MCC.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
MCC.
Mm-hmm.
RAY599@yahoo.com. 9589? 9599@yahoo.
Found out what Dave was doing.
You
ran off maybe a half hour ago.
Oh, the
Robert A. Yes. Yeah. You had made a comment the other night. It's like saying you didn't understand how like the younger generation is caught up in these phones.
Yes.
Something along those lines. And, I just want to chime in and probably relay that man, a lot of us can turn these phones into ATM machines. You know, a lot of the younger generation, that's our livelihood, utilizing not the various social media sites to,
right,
you know, push their businesses, as well as trading. You know, a lot of us have been to investing and trading now as well. They
right.
have made it so accessible. So you know, it's just various different.
Your phone becomes your business partner.
Like you were saying, that's your old lady and that's your man. You was right on point.
Well, here's what I suggest. I suggest that you look for an alternative in the event that stuff like this starts to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's for sure. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, Bear, I got mm-hmm. your email here, Bear.
You got it?
Yeah, so I'm going to go
now,
to
what
fight.
Now, what do it say to do? I never used that before. Can you plug in through that?
Plug in a microphone, phone. Or headset, so USB mics are optional.
Oh, you got to plug that in the computer. You got to have a headphone and a microphone.
Or a microphone.
Oh. You don't have neither one of them.
I don't have, well, no, my microphone is in my camera.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm going to explore this too.
Okay. Is that way you can talk through the computer. You don't have to use the phone.
Yeah, then the only thing I got to worry about is, I'm not going to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see what Mozilla, because that's what I use, Firefox.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what they have to say here, because I don't like Google Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Google Chrome is a spying apparatus. I mean, all this stuff is spying apparatus. But
and
I'm just
more so.
Yeah, oh, tell me about it. I mean, Google is all over the news,
mm-hmm.
turning white people into black people all over the damn place. You know?
They stopped
so
the crash behind that.
Huh?
I said they stopped the crash behind that.
Yeah, that's good.
They stopped it. Right on.
They earned it. Okay, now, Bill, when I went to, I pressed Firefox,
mm-hmm.
and only a blank page came up.
Nothing came up.
Nope. So.
But did you, okay. Well, this is something you're going to have to take time and sit down and explore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it.
We're just going to have to continue next week.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And Bear,
mm-hmm.
Bear, who sent you this email, Bear?
What email?
The one you just sent me.
Oh, this is Blog Talk. It said
oh.
I can invite people. Or my I can invite.
Oh, okay, I got it. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's telling you if you want to have you have special guests or whatever.
Right.
Just having to do this, and this.
Right, they don't have to go use the phone.
Okay, do this. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll try and call you back and see what see if I can hook up, or you know, because I can't do this, you know, talk on the phone at the same time.
Okay, so family, just I'm gonna play some music, and we're gonna see if we can get this situated.
Okay, I'm out.
All right.
Selfish, yeah, I know. But you got the kind of love that makes me want it all. Hey,
way I like my world to be. Hey, baby, I like you. Ooh, I like the way your hips go to and fro. Ooh, baby, so cool. Living life like a movie show. Like a movie show. Your mama don't get no love. Your brother don't get no love.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, y'all. I can hear you. I had my mute on. Can
oh, you
hear
can
me?
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, this is scary.
Welcome to the technology.
Yeah, the Terror Dome. I'm inside the Terror Dome, family. Unbelievable. All this time, I'm going to have to save this, and now we just got the hope that they're going to allow us to do this for a minute, right?
Right.
Wow, this is a better quality.
It is. I can hear you real clear.
Yeah, and the music was sounding real good. I had put my house shoes on and started stepping in here, man. Unbelievable. So now we got another way to communicate. Man, it's amazing. It seems like whatever they come up with, boy, We all always seem to maneuver our way around it, but that's, I'm still going to have to get that. I'm going to see about
just
getting
get
the
your head thing.
Yeah, I'll get me some headphones that hope that they're applicable for my for the computer and mm-hmm. or the phone.
Right.
So, wow, we connected even though we weren't supposed to be, according to these people.
Yeah, that's what we do. They figure it out.
Family, they tried their best. But their best wasn't good enough. Thanks, Tut. I got you. Tut's telling me welcome to the future. Man.
Yeah. He's been telling us this for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, ain't sure I want to be in this one. Because, listen, it was so easy. That's mm-hmm. why it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All I had to do was put my name in here, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So I wonder how many other people are listening to us this way. I mean, that's
it's a lot of people listening up from the computer.
Yeah, but normally you would go to the website, right?
I don't know how they do it because I haven't really did it. I used the computer a couple of times, but it's more than one way to do it.
Yeah, because you know something, Bev? I can't remember the last time I went to the website. Blog Talk, you know, the mm-hmm. standard Blog Talk
right,
radio.
Right,
just listen to the
right.
I can't, but it didn't look like what I'm looking at now on my screen.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking at now just looks like a telephone on the left side and a little box. It's about a third of the page. Then the other two-thirds of the page is just my name, the name of the program, how much time we got left,
mm-hmm.
and the GoFundMe account. That's it.
Okay. Well, you're looking at another page on Blog Talk. That's not the main page. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I'm really, this is something different from the normal Blog Talk page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is
that's
Blog good. Talk is up here in the left hand corner and it says Blog Talk Radio, Beverly D.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to tell my friends about this because I don't know if they know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tut is telling me this is going to cut off at 12 p.m.
Oh. Okay, so it's not going to go over that extra hour we have.
No, man. 12 p.m.
What?
That's the time we normally leave, from 8 to 12.
Oh, okay.
I think this is what Tut is talking about. Tut, why don't you come on the line for a second and let me see how this sounds. And you can tell us, you can tell me what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your hand and come on in.
Okay, here he is. Okay,
okay.
Tut, you're hot.
Good, y'all. So
wow.
I was going to say, the internet cuts off at 12 and then on live, if you're on the phone, you get the extra hour, but you're not going to get the extra hour. That's why I got a limit on how much time you got left.
Okay. So, like, they're telling me I got 2 hours and 4 minutes remaining on here.
That's
cut off at 12 my time. But usually you're on until 1 because
right.
you start taking, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. So what I have to do is I have to condense the programs to basically fit within that, what for me is
that's
3 hours.
Frame.
Yeah. Unless I use that last hour on my phone.
Well, you don't want all that radiation.
Well, you could go and get a real phone and put down that damn flip phone.
I got a real phone, man. What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis? I got got a real phone, man.
He's talking on the Flintstone phone.
Yeah. these people talking crazy, man. Telling me I done used up all my minutes. Stop it. No, what they really telling me is they don't want you talking the blog talk without incurring some extra cost. Now, what's going to be interesting is, can I call somebody else? Because when Bev called me on her phone, I'm not sure if her phone was connected to Blog Talk, but I still couldn't put the speakerphone on. Now, what's going to be interesting if I call somebody else, okay, if I'm still going to incur that same message, is it going to tell me that I've used up all my minutes and I got unlimited minutes? See, this may be just for Blog Talk or devices connected to Blog Talk. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
Send me your mailing address and I'll send you a headset tomorrow.
Okay. I'll send it to you in the email, man. I'll send it to you in email, so look for it shortly. Let me get as much in on this program as I can tonight, because we're going to stop an hour at 11
beforehand.
O'clock. So that gives me 1 hour, right?
Well, you got 2 hours.
No, but 1 hour is for the family.
Oh, okay. Well, you can do an hour and a half and maybe give the family a half an hour, however you want to do it.
Okay, we'll see what we got.
Because
I got one article that'll take an hour.
Oh.
So I don't know how I'm going to get into this, but anyway, Ben, what did you see? Did you see crazy happenings going on today?
No, because I've been out all day, so I didn't have a chance to look at anything. I just put the show on like 1 minute before time.
Oh, okay. Well, everything that I saw, I'm discombobulated now.
Why?
There's a new version of the Big Mac. Okay.
Tuck was talking about Burger King the other day, so now Mac is on with it. McDonald's has got something too.
Yeah, it's reinventing the Big Mac. Let me tell you what's on it. Mitch McCarthy, Rona Romney McDaniel. And now, Mitch McConnell. Three for the price of one. All of them gone, one after the other.
Mm.
In the span of 6 months. That's the new Big Mac.
Okay.
Well, what does that mean? That means MAGA is pretty much taking control of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
That's extremely important, because that's what we said had to happen in terms of the Republican National Committee. That's the money arm of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So McDaniel is gone with that, and I think they're going to get rid of this Speaker of the House, Johnson.
Yeah, I see them kind of wobbling about him.
I expect some rumbling to take place, because he's playing ball with these people. He claims that he's one of these Bible thumpers, right?
Mm.
But every time you turn around, he's giving them out after out after out after out without shutting down the border.
What we used to say, action speaks louder than words.
Yes, it does. And that's what we said. We're going to wait and see what this dude is going to do, because I don't know very much about him. All right. But I'm looking at the moves that he's making.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically has to be injurious to the whole MAGA thing, because they, for the last couple of weeks, they've been talking about shutting down the government starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because the corpse who's up against the wall, and they know the most contentious issue today is illegal immigration. So the Republic, MAGA got them over a barrel. They got them over a barrel because everybody from coast to coast is pissed off about this illegal immigration, and they keep letting them off the hook. Okay, they're doing fake impeachment. You know, I said this before, Bear. You don't want to impeach Biden. You want him right there where he at. I said, who you really want to impeach was Homeland Security. That's my AUKUS. They got him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they impeached him. And the other one is the FBI director. And
now he should have been gone.
Yeah, and or the head of the Justice Department. Either one of them too. See?
But instead,
they focusing on the dude that everybody know is a criminal, and because of the old school Republicans in the Senate and some of them in the House, they're not going to be able to impeach this dude no matter what he does. Okay? But here's the deal. Who Trump's part of his campaign has to come out and call these people on the carpet. Steve always told us to name the names, because it's an old cast of characters, just like McConnell, who've been there for a long time. And their thing is simply maintaining their positions of power in the Senate. Okay? And there were several of them who were on the ropes the last time, like the dude out of South Carolina. What's his name? That little homosexual. I see his little fat face. He's been on every side of every issue.
He was on the rope. Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know who. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I'm looking right at him.
There. In the last election, he was
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, absolutely. Okay.
Thank you, chat room.
That's the kind of person I'm talking about. He on every side of every issue. And he was on the ropes. He damn near begged Trump to endorse him in his last election a few years. I think it was in 2000.
I remember.
And Trump endorsed him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, okay? But everybody want to see this dude gone, period. But somehow, like McConnell, also one of Trump's buddies. Let me say this before we move on here to Dark Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
I want the family to understand. These people, they don't really have any allegiance to anything outside of themselves and their pocketbooks or their wallets, their pocketbooks in the case of Lindsey Graham. Because I know that dude carry a purse on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So we should not expect anything from them. And the other thing is, Stan, that after a four-year baptism and a three-year roasting in political fire, Orange Man is a seasoned politician. I said this before. He's well done. He understands the ropes now. He knows what he's up against. He is a full-fledged politician. And do not treat him as anything but a full-fledged politician. see, in 2016, he got a pass because he had never held an elective office, didn't know what he's going to run into, and basically stuck his head in a hornet's nest. But after seeing what they've done to him, now he knows what he's up against. And that's part of what I wanted to get into tonight, with going back to 2016, shortly after Trump got elected, and looking at some of the things that were being said back then, and contrast that with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and George W. Bush's administration, because you see some very interesting things. A couple of the articles that I have basically chronicle all of the criminal, not all of it, but quite a bit of it, of the criminal activities that was going on in Obama's administration, okay, running all over the planet, bombing people with drones. But here, he understood that all he had to do was grin in people's faces. So the term shit-eating grin definitely applies to this dude. And what was interesting was every time a situation came up to having to do with black people, this dude was AWOL. The only time he said anything about anything having to do with us was when the little brother got killed down there in Florida by the Hispanic dude. And he said, yeah, well, he looks like me. He could have been my son. Outside of that, black people were rendered persona non grata. Now watch this, family. I want to play this for you because this will set the tone. Can you still hear me, Bear?
We hear you.
Okay,
good.
Okay. See, I just went to another web page. I didn't know, you know, how I was going to react. But this will set the set the stage for the hypocrisy of certain people. And with this dude, it's kind of difficult to choose him of being a hypocrite because he's on his way out of the game at this point. Okay? We'll be talking about his funeral in the next couple of years. I'm talking about Jesse Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's close to checking up out of here.
Yeah.
But a bigger hypocrite you won't find nowhere. All right? Because this guy was running around beating up on Orange Man while at the same time, is this it? No, this is another one. This is an Orange Man doing the impression of Biden. Now, for some reason, this particular piece won't come up.
Well, maybe because you're on the computer.
No, it's just another YouTube page.
Oh.
So I'm just having troubles finding it because I got discombobulated with this crazy stuff going on here. I'm going to find it here in a minute. It may have been the one that I, let's see here. Maybe I went past it because I thought I had it right.
And, don't forget to please send Dr. Robert X a donation. His GoFundMe page is on the Truth to Power page. So he can get him some headphones and some other stuff for backup.
Bear, you too much, Bear. This is crazy. wait a minute. I'm going to put everything back like it was, and then I'm going to go to the other end of this. Because I know I just got through listening to it just shortly before we came on.
Is that crazy?
Was,
that was at one of his rallies?
No, no, no. This is him being featured at a conference that Jesse Jackson gave called the Wall Street Project. Okay? Now, I know you probably don't remember this because it was another one of them schemes for Jesse to shake down the rich people on Wall Street. I mean, Jesse, you got to give him his credit. That dude came up with more schemes to take money from Wall Street under the guise of doing for black people. Well, I guess he did do for some black people, him and his family and friends. Ah, here it is. I knew it was, I don't know why I went all past it. But this is Donald Trump speaks at the Rainbow Push Coalition's Wall Street Project, January the 14th, 1999. So now you know, Al Sharpton, all of these people had nice, cozy relationships.
Yeah.
And even when you had the situation with the Central in Central Park, none of these guys said anything about Orange Man giving his opinion that he thought that the five black people that had been pointed out were guilty. Okay? That's his opinion. He entitled to it. I disagree with it then. I disagree with it now. Well, we know now. But he's not the one that's responsible for putting this dude in jail or putting them young people in jail. That's your crooked-ass system of justice. Okay? That's who put him in jail, along with a whole lot of other black innocent people. Particularly if the police knew you and they didn't like you. So here he is, family. Check out the conversation and how cushy and cozy these people are. I said yesterday I would play this. So here it is.
Well, it is an honor to be here. And I was with Jesse last year. We had a lot of fun. And it was a little different. We had a real panel where you asked questions and everything. And we didn't do so much speaking. So I'm going to get off here very quickly because I want to hear some questions. Jesse started off by saying most of the wealth in this country is in the hands of a few. And I thought to myself, is that a bad thing? What's wrong with that, Jesse? But he did have an expression last year. And I loved that. I was just telling Roger. He had an expression last year, the wall on wall must fall. And you haven't used it today, and I'm very disappointed in this, Jesse, because I thought it was a great expression. And I heard the expression about 14 times, and then he came to me at the end of the session, and he said, listen, I want some office space in your building on Wall Street, because the wall on wall will fall. And I said, it's okay, Jesse, I'll make a good deal with you. I'll get you some space. You'll pay about $40 a foot. And he said, no, I don't want to pay 40. I said, how about 30? No. It was the cheapest deal I ever made in the history of 40 Wall Street. Is that right? He got it for nothing. He's a very tough negotiator. You know that, right? Now, he's a terrific guy. We love him, and I'm here for him. And the snow came, and I said, gee, nobody's going to show up, and look at this place. It's packed. I do want to say a couple of things. First of all, where's Percy? Oh, okay. But you left this. That would have been terrible. I get up, and you leave. I would have been insulted. But, you know,
I'm sure he's talking about Percy Sutton, who would have been alive at that time.
He's been a special friend of mine for 25 years, for a long time. And Percy was the borough president of Manhattan when I was really starting out. And he helped me so much on the Commodore Hotel, which he mentioned before, which became the Grand Hyatt, and so many other things. And he is really, and I listened to him speak, and I said to Roger and Roy, Listen to those tones. Listen to that voice. Have you heard that before, by the way? What a beautiful tone, and what a beautiful man it was. We love him. You really were a big help to me right at the beginning, and I really appreciate it. And you've done some great job. So I just want to sort of acknowledge you. Now, another couple, I'm sitting here with this man, Roy. If you want to borrow money, but with him, you have to pay it back. That's the best. But if you want to borrow money on Wall Street, you go see Roy, because there's nobody like him at Goldman Sachs. And if you do want to run for president, you see this guy, you're 3-0. And when he left Bush, you know what happened to Bush's last campaign, folks? It wasn't very pretty. And now we have President Clinton, who's coming tonight. And I guess you like President Clinton very much, right, Jesse? Huh? Stand up and say so. Well, I'll just say a few words. Wall Street and New York City and this whole region is doing unbelievably well. I'm building a job on the West Side, which is the largest job ever approved by the New York City Planning Commission. You see it going up along the West Side Highway. It's almost 10 million square feet. It's 18 buildings, and it's really going to be something. We're building a building that you probably heard of recently. It's the tallest residential tower anywhere in the world. It's 90 stories. People aren't happy about the fact that I'm building a 90-story building in New York City, but it's an as-of-right building, meaning you can do it by zoning, and it's going to be truly magnificent, right directly across from the United Nations. We just bought the General Motors building. We just completed Trump International Hotel and Tower, which just yesterday got the Mobile 5-star award. Only four in the country got it for its whatever it is, and it's been a tremendous success. We're doing a lot of other things, and I will tell you, a large percentage of the people, and especially in construction, that are building these great jobs are Black and minorities, and I'm very proud of it. We have close to 25%, and I think the number's going up, and they'll do a great job. There are no better builders than we have in New York, and a big percentage of that is Black and minority folks. So I just want to thank everybody for being here. I look forward to some questions, and then I don't know how we're ever going to leave this building today, because if you look outside, it is terrible, but we'll figure a way. There's always a way, and thank you, Jesse, and congratulations.
Trump the racist, huh, Bear? Trump the racist.
Right.
Not a single solitary word said negative from these guys, Sharpton and Jackson, until Trump runs against their gravy train. That's the Democratic Party. Now, all of a sudden, he's a mega racist then. But as long as he was kicking them down, some of them coins, he was all right. And family, you can Google that. I'm surprised they still have it on here. Well, if you ain't got Google, because I'm getting ready to change I'm not going to be using Google anymore, too tough. Okay? Going to boycott against Google. And if it takes them turning all the white people into black people to get to remove these people, because the bottom line is Google and these tech barons have been running over people with their whole censorship thing and preventing people's stories from getting out there and all this kind of thing, or frustrating you in a search by putting what you're searching for 30 pages back, so you got to go through 30 pages to really find what you're looking for, because they got all this stuff pre-programmed. So I'm looking forward to changing from Google. I may go to Start Page or whatever other search engines they got out there. Google will no longer be my primary search engine. And I advise, just like I advise people with YouTube, find some alternatives, okay? Just like with my phone, I'm going to have to find some other means to do what I do, because I'm not going to give in to these people. I'm not a compliant type person. I'm going to find out just what this new policy is that they have, and I'm going to look for some loopholes. I mean, that's just the way I work. I don't just, whatever they say do. I'm not made that way at all. Anybody that know me, they'll tell you. So I'm not going to just comply to what they're doing. I want some information on why they're doing what they're doing. And check this. I just heard that Illinois, look at the games that they're playing, is removing Orange Man from the ballot. I mean, how stupid.
What happens if they write people write his name in? Can't they just still write his name in?
Sure, but
put his name on the ballot?
Here's the deal, Bear. The Supreme, the case is already in front of the Supreme Court being heard right now. The Supreme Court is due to make their ruling probably within days. So why would Illinois run out here and try to have him taken off the ballot when they know it's not going anywhere? See, that's the games they play. I'm going to tell you why. Because they hear all that running that's going on from this illegal situation here. But they're even talking about recalling Brandon, the mayor. Okay? So they're telling people that they're going to, black people telling people they're going to vote for Trump this time. So what does Illinois do? They run out there with some fake removed Orange Man off the ballot when they know it ain't going nowhere. Check this out.
Just talking with legal analyst Randy Zellin, our friend, who helped us make sense of all of the legal cases that former President Donald Trump has found himself in. One of the main ones is on this question of the insurrection clause, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, that both Colorado and Maine have used to kick Trump off the primary ballots in those respective states. Remember, Maine and Colorado are Super Tuesday states, meaning their primary voters will head to the polls next Tuesday. Well, now we're learning that yet another state has followed suit, and that is Illinois. So this is what we know right now. I want to put up this tweet here as well from Fox 32 in Chicago. After Illinois now has removed Trump from the primary ballot. So an Illinois judge ordering the removal of Trump from the state's 2024 Republican presidential primary ballot as well, citing his role in the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Fox 32 in Chicago with this headline: a Cook County judge orders for Trump to be removed from the Illinois primary ballot. Now
watch this, family. There's nobody in jail, not a single solitary person that they have so-called convicted is in jail because of insurrection. Not one single person. Nobody. Nada. Well, why is that? Because there are no grounds for it. Again, this is all to make him look bad. But in the process, you think they don't know how black people feel in Chicago? And the judge is from Crook County, where I live. And you can talk to anybody from Illinois and Chicago specifically, and they will tell you, if there is a more corrupt justice system, you got to show it to me. We hear about New York and D.C., but man, let me tell you something. The court system here in Illinois has a long track history of nothing but straight criminal activity. I'm not exaggerating, okay? You had a politician here whose wife passed the bar. He's just been found guilty in court. His name is Ed Burke. His wife is a Supreme Court justice on the Illinois Supreme Court and got on there right after she got out of law school. No time behind the bench. That's how crooked this is. And when you look at the history of the court system in Illinois, Illinois has led the country in overthrowing cases done improperly by lying police, and they got caught. And a couple of them ended up going to jail, but not enough of them went to jail. This is the epicenter for so-called court reform and reforming of the police right here, because the police, the judges, and many of the attorneys in this city are all crooks. And if you're a black attorney in Illinois, if you don't play ball with them, you will starve to death. That's why many black politicians or black lawyers run for office here in Illinois. Because they can't make a living any other kind of way. Unless they ambulance chases or something. Let me go back to this.
You'll remember February 8th, just this month, the nine justices there at the Supreme Court heard oral arguments about this very question in the Colorado case. So they were very skeptical of the Colorado's lawyers' claims about removing Trump from the primary ballot. So you see there, remember, Illinois was grappling with this question about a month ago. The Illinois State Board of Elections chose to punt on the question and keep Trump on the primary ballot. Now a different entity in Illinois, in Cook County, in Chicago, a judge there ordering Trump to be removed from the ballot. So this question is already at the Supreme Court. This question we hope will be decided sometime soon so we can bring you that news. But the justices, many of them, liberals and conservatives alike, seem skeptical of the arguments as well. And there's a lot of arguments at play here. So remember, we were just talking about some of these key constitutional questions that are going to play a leading role in the 2024 election. And this is one of them, and it just was ratcheted up in the last hour or so. Now we are learning that a third state, Illinois, there in Cook County, that's Chicago, a judge there, kicking Trump off the primary ballot. This came, like I said, after the Illinois State Board of Elections, chose not to do that, did the opposite. They kept Trump on the ballot as well here. So yet another entity in another state doing this as well. And so the Supreme Court will be the ultimate arbiter and decider of this question. And so we await for their decision. And so they heard these oral arguments, you'll remember, February the 8th. And the key word was skeptical from many of the headlines you probably read about where the justices might go on that question. Skeptical. All right. We'll see you in 2 minutes.
Now, here's the deal, family. The Democrats can't win without Cook County. They can't win Illinois without Cook County. And I'm here to tell you, black people pissed in Cook County at the Democrats. And it ain't hitting. They've been told face to face in no uncertain terms that that's what's happening. And that's why I asked the question last night of one of the callers. Is there any move to bring Orange Man here? Because I had heard rumblings from a couple of people that that's what was in the works. So supposedly he's going to be speaking at Madison Square Garden. Because there's a good possibility, based on all the stuff that's happening, that he could take New York. Okay? That's how people pissed off from coast to coast in this country. And that is the number one thing, which again, politically, you have to just scratch your head and say, well, how is it that the Republicans, who are at the forefront of pushing the closing of the border, the Democrats don't even want to talk about it? They want to stay as far away from it as they can. Okay? Any discussion on it is bad news for the Democrats. So they're not going to talk about it. But they know that the people are pissed off about this. like nothing else. So I can tell you what's going to happen. If they got guts enough to do a poll here in Illinois, I'll bet you Orange Man goes up 10 points in the polls here. Because, again, the Democrats cannot win the state without Cook County. We call it Crook County, all right? So this is it's getting juicy to me, all right? I don't know about nobody else. But there's one more piece that I've got to play for you. And this is a recent foray by Orange Man into another black setting where he absolutely blew the roof off. And the Democrats start calling him a racist. Now, these are very, let's call it, well-to-do and informed black people. Okay? Well, no, this ain't the one. See, I'd have to go back and I got the CPAC one where he's basically mimicking Joe Biden. This is a funny dude. They don't understand. When you look at this man, you have to laugh. I just look at him and I laugh, Bev, because he's a funny, funny dude to me. And I don't see him the way these people see him. Okay. Now we should be able to pull it up now. But here's these well-to-do black people in the audience. And Orange Man has them in stitches. Okay? I mean, he just got them rolling. And these people don't know how to deal with anything like man who can make a point while he's making you laugh. You never forget that stuff when people make you laugh. All right? So they don't have a comedic linguist. All they got, for the most part, is a bunch of haters who hate this man and calls him names, but they really don't here it is right here. They don't have anything. Okay? Listen at how they try to demonize him for this. I mean, they look for any, they cut him off in mid-sentence and only give you a part of what he said. I mean, they do this stuff all the time, and they think that people are not going to go and take a look, and people do. It's just them that are melting down. And by the way, this is from, it's entitled Trump Burks Out. I can only see the black ones doing Black Conservative Federation speech. Check this out. Check how this white boy spins it.
For more daily, I'm Jesse Dawson. Donald Trump was in South Carolina yesterday speaking to the Black Conservative Federation, which is an odd group, by my estimation. Obviously not black, haven't gone through the world in my life, experiencing that which black people on the regular experience. But, you know, I can logically deduce some of the problems faced by the black community that largely are brought about by conservatism and white supremacy. And the Republican Party, I'll say it again, is the largest, most effective white supremacy organization on the planet. On the planet! Without them. So it's strange to me that any group of black people would come together in celebration of Donald Trump. Interestingly enough, I went to their website, the Black Conservative Federation, and of the 9 members of the board, over 20% of them are white people. Donald Trump made some obviously characteristically racist and problematic statements during his speech that is, again, off the rails. He is slipping away. His grasp on reality is diminished, without a doubt. Let me start with this first one where he gets on stage and says, "Oh, the lights are too bright. All I can see is black people," which we'll get to with a very brief video panning to the crowd that is almost exclusively white people. But first, watch Donald Trump, characteristically racist, characteristically cognitively diminished. Watch this.
"But these lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there. But I can only see the black ones. I can't see any white ones. That's how far I've come. That's how far I've come. That's a long way, isn't it? These lights. we've come a long way together. Lynn Patton.
That's how far I've come that I only see black people. Like it's some bizarro episode or version of The Sixth Sense. What does it say inherently, though, when he's acknowledging how far he's come, that he's there speaking before a black organization, which, again, I don't know if it was most, but a lot of white people in the audience. Watch this very brief, well, I'll just keep talking while we roll the clip, but even screenshots of the audience, you can clearly identify some black conservatives, ostensibly black conservatives, but black individuals attending this event. But absolutely, there is a disproportionate amount of white faces there for a gala of black conservatives, don't you think? Here's the next clip, and this is really the crux of it, the racism, the inherent racism, the latent racism of Republicans. He's going to talk about how he's been indicted 1, 2, 3, 4 times, and he goes on to do his many people are saying, he doesn't identify the many people, but that's why black people like him now, because they're in trouble with the law all the time, and now he is too. Now he's being discriminated against. It's an unholy amalgam of look at me, this is all about me, while trying to, in this perverse way, identify with the criminal black element that he's so fond of identifying. Watch this.
And then I got indicted a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like me, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's been pretty amazing. But
So for the record, the indictments make people, black people, like him more because they're also in trouble with the law all the time.
Bear. You listening, babe? I hope I didn't lose you. Are you still with me, babe? Because I just want to point out that I heard this in so many different places from black people. And that's what got them pissed off. I get to a couple of these articles in a minute, family. You'll understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you. I had to go get me an apple to eat after that.
But it's amazing, Belle, because black people all over the internet, that's all I heard from black people, saying Trump won us now. Brothers from the hood saying Trump won us.
The deep hood.
Exactly. So that's why they got this clown. That's why they got to put
Trump,
this. Go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, but look how he spin that. Trump, what I got out of it and what is true is that black folks, we've been dealing with the justice system that has not been justice. Everybody else now is seeing how crooked they are. We've been known, Doug, because they've been doing that to us.
Absolutely. And check this out, Bea. The most racist places are in the, has been these liberal cities.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling you, this is the epicenter for the court corruption and police corruption. Right here in Chicago, been run by Democrats for 100 years. The most racist group of people don't want to be near black people unless you're serving them something. All right? And everybody in Chicago will tell you the same story. All right? So let's go back to this for this propagandist who's trying to, and he don't even know how to address black people. So he on his tiptoes walking around. I've never been black. Why are you speaking? Bev, if you pull that piece up on Jesse Jackson, everybody on the stage is white. At the so-called Wall Street Project, where Jesse's shaking everybody down for $150,000, $200,000, so he can get black people to invest in Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what he claimed. It never happened. All right? Everybody on the stage is white and fabulously rich. Because you ain't going to take down no brother from the hood. You ain't going to get very much. So that's the level of hypocrisy. An orange man has got the people laughing their butts off. I seen another clip outside of this one where he's got some very well-dressed black people in tuxes up there with him. And they screaming too. Okay? So let's go back to this.
The sneakers make people, black people, like him more because they like the sneakers too. Mug shots. Remember the mug shots? That was also going to be a real vote getter for Donald Trump because of all the legal problems and all the mug shots that black people have taken of themselves. Look, I have a fair amount of black friends. None of my black friends have been indicted. None of my black friends, to my knowledge, have been in trouble with the law. It's not the norm. It's not the regular thing. All black people this, all black people that, or at least a high enough percentage that you make it become a stereotype. That, what? Leave it to Donald Trump, that's the way it is. That's the narrative that conservatives want to point to paint, to create out of whole cloth. And then he ends it with an admonition to the audience, a question to the audience. Would you rather have the black president or the white president?
But would you rather have the black president or the white president who got $1.7 billion off the price? I think they want the white guy right now.
Game of would you rather I've ever heard. Look, I go back to the question that I started with, and that is, why would a group of black individuals in this country, black voters, identify with Donald Trump, rep Donald Trump, try to further the political career of Donald Trump when he is a clear racist piece of shit? Without doubt. In fact, let me play this very brief. It's actually abbreviated. It's like a four-minute clip that I've cut down to about a minute and a half from CNN. Explaining his legal struggles going back decades and decades. Before I was born, Donald Trump discriminating against black renters, in fact, marking on rental applications a C for colored people so they wouldn't rent to them. And when they did rent to them, they would put them all in one particular building. It is disgusting and vile and unforgivable, and I use that word with intent. It is unforgivable. Yet there are black people out here, for whatever reason, and I'll throw this to the members of my audience who are people of color. I want to know from you. But first, a reminder of just how insipidly sinister and racist Donald Trump is.
14,000 apartments in 39 different buildings, all mostly white tenants. That is until the Department of Justice took notice in 1973 and slammed Donald Trump and his father, Fred Trump, with a lawsuit. Trump management was charged with discriminating against African Americans and breaking federal law. Donald Trump, then just 27, was president of the company.
The Department of Justice accused the Trumps of violating the Fair Housing Act, arguing they were turning away renters based on race and color. Who tipped them off? Black activists, so-called testers, posing as potential renters at Trump's buildings, mainly in Brooklyn and Queens.
When the black testers came, they may have been shown apartments, but were told nothing was available. Whereas when the white testers came, yes, there were things that were available. That would be the norm.
And if the Trumps did rent to a black person, Goldweber recalls, they would do so only at one building in Brooklyn, reserving the other buildings for white tenants. And according to the Justice Department, they even had a secret coding system to do it, a racial code. Here's how.
Some of the applications were marked with a C, which we learned that it meant colored, so that the prospective tenants who had come in were noted to be colored.
Yes, you heard her right. The Department of Justice alleged applications submitted by prospective African-American renters were designated with a secret code, such as C for color, to indicate a black person was looking to rent.
This is who he is at his core. This is who his father was at his core, arrested at a KKK riot in the early 1900s. The racist. So I will throw it to you. If you are a black person in my audience who watches my content any amount of time, what's at play here? What is the impetus? What is the motivation? What are these people getting out of? It's certainly not good governance. It must be some gain on a personal level, because conservative policies, Republican policies, voter suppression, it is a panoply. If you watch my videos for any amount of time whatsoever, you know that the Republican Party doesn't stand as an organization trying to advance the issues that are close to black vote. They don't. So what is the motivation? 714-576-4054. Of course, you can email me as always, daily@dollamore.com. Let's have a conversation in the comments about this, about the motivation. What is it? I'd love to know. If you appreciate my work and you want to help support this effort.
He's basically saying, what kind of niggas is them? Now, to address the housing situation, I've heard of the case overall, but that piece you heard with all them white people sitting up there was done in 2016 when Orange Man was running for office, and it was from CNN, the most busted name in news. Okay? So I'm going to go and do some in-depth research on what these clowns are saying, because if we know nothing else about these people, we know lying for them is like mother's milk to a baby. They don't have any problem lying. So I guarantee when I go and take a look, because they never said what the outcome of the situation was. Okay? And I don't know what it was, so I'm not going to presuppose anything until I go take a look, other than the fact that I'm considering the sources. And here's a white boy sitting up here telling me that I don't have the right to support whoever I want to support without upsetting him. Seems to me, because again, I live in Chicago, and we've experienced 100 years of racism. 100 years. With no let up in it. which is why black folks are hollering and screaming here now, because we've had two so-called black mayors back to back, and we don't seem to get any preferential treatment, even from so-called black mayors. All right? We've had one mayor here in Chicago who basically tried to lift the veil and distribute public services equally. And he got poisoned for his efforts. Okay? Outside of that, as far as I'm concerned, we haven't had no black mayors in Chicago. We've had two Negroes back to back. Period. Okay? So now, let me go here to further illustrate what I'm talking about, family. And man, bear, this time go by so quick. Media class will ignore new poll that shows black voter support for Trump rising. The media don't want to talk about it, as usual. Okay? But I can't tell you how many new videos, I mean, they're all over the place, of black podcasts with young brothers saying that they support Trump and taking the Democratic Party to the woodshed. Man, there's so many of them, it's just unbelievable. I could probably go right now and play you 15 different podcasts from young black men and a few black women who are taking the Democratic Party apart. This is from Zero Heads Family. Show you why everything that comes out of mainstream media and their acolytes has to be examined with a fine-tooth comb. Check this. They say for years, radical leftists in legacy media and progressive think tanks have portrayed former President Trump as a racist, unworthy of votes from black Americans. However, as confidence in corporate media plummets to record lows, opinion polls indicate an increasing number of black folks are diverging from the Biden camp and considering backing the former president ahead of the elections this November. The latest poll by the Howard University Initiative on Public Opinion shows Biden's support among black voters is tumbling down to just 49%. 49%. Is normally 90+%. Okay? 49%. At the same time, and this is Howard University, black people. At the same time, Trump support among black voters has surged to 26%, about three times the level compared with 2020 levels. Quote, it's African-American men that are more likely to support the former president than their female counterparts, unquote, said Terry Adams Fuller, director of the Howard University Initiative on Public Opinion. Adams Fuller noted the largest concern among black voters for Biden and Trump. Nearly half of the respondents said their political leanings have shifted over the last 5 years. An overwhelming number of black voters said the economy / jobs and affordable housing income were some of the top issues for 2024. The Howard University poll comes as no surprise, considering we have documented several instances of the rise of black support for Trump and Biden's black support plummets from 2020. Journalist Paul D. Thacker commented on the poll on X. He said, quote, the media class will try hard to ignore this poll because they're up Biden's ass and dismissive of his voters, unquote. Elon Musk chimed in, telling Thacker, other things, Biden ushering in millions of illegals is disproportionately hurting black communities, unquote. Blacks are furious with Democrats for prioritizing illegals over their well-being. And remember, family, shortly after this clown got in office, I know some of you remember, they immediately started talking about giving illegals $100,000 each in reparations. You remember that, Bear?
Sorry, I had my mute on. Yeah, I remember it.
$100,000 and their backs were still wet. Okay? While he told black people, sit down and wait till I get to you. And the black people, one of the black people in the meeting, taped the meeting and put it online so the people could hear it. Black people still waiting. They go on to say, radicals in the White House have sparked the greatest border invasion this nation has ever seen, which is only hurting the poorest of citizens. Democrats need some soul searching, or they will risk losing an even more significant percentage of the black vote. What a disaster. Okay? The media don't want to talk about that. They send their flunkies out here. Charlemagne the Goddamn and Al Sharpton. Okay? They send them out here to get you back in line. Because you get...
But they can't...
Go ahead, baby.
They can't do that no more because people is not... They was... Al Sharpton come around, they kick him off the meeting.
Well, of course. There was nobody around Al Sharpton when he was saying these things, telling black people they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed for what? Ashamed for what? What is it that black people should be ashamed of? Because see, I've seen the videos of black people in Brooklyn, mad as hell. And it ain't just black people, Hispanics and everybody else. Okay? Now, I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to do one more article. All right? Because for some reason, racist white people like this dude thinks that he has been appointed by black people to speak on our behalf. And he's sitting his racist butt up on YouTube, but he can't find no black people. And this is their favorite hiding place, Bear. I got black friends. That's what they have had.
Right.
Well,
and
how come they
ain't
sitting up there with
none.
Of
right.
course not.
And he
okay?
don't know that. He don't know that a lot of us, we can listen to your conversation and tell if you are racist or you not. We can tell.
You know automatically.
A lot of us can. Yes. Just open your mouth and we can tell.
He has spent little or no time around black people because he's very uncomfortable talking about black people.
Yes.
As opposed to Trump. I guarantee you. Trump can spend more time around black people or equal amount of time around blacks as he had around whites.
I know.
That's why he's comfortable saying the things that he say.
As I remember back in the day that he hung around black folks, all the rappers and all of them, and you would see him, the rap blacks at his gatherings, his parties, because that's what made me notice him, because he was hanging around black folks, and I was like, who is this?
Bear, if I had the time, I would play the piece that Tupac said about Trump. But I'd have to go back and pull it up and that kind of thing, okay? You can go online and pull up Tupac talking. Matter of fact, it's on there. If you do the search on, I'm not sure which one it was, so I won't say that. But just Google Tupac talks about Trump. It should come up. Okay. Well, he mentions Trump as like a reference point for the things that he has, that those are the same things that black people want. Okay? But there's nothing disparaging coming out of his mouth about Trump, because as you stated, you go back to the 80s, there was nobody mentioned more than Donald Trump in hip-hop. Nobody. Yeah. And probably there's nobody that's been mentioned to this day more than Donald Trump in the history of hip-hop.
They haven't.
What happened was you had the Judas Goats, right? The people that's on the payroll, that's a part of the cesspool, Snoop Dogg, Puff Daddy, and them people who came out here basically trying to put fear into black people, right? Because I remember when Ice Cube came out with his initiative, the first person I heard running their mouth looked like he'd been half a week. He wants to act like he's so, he's an accomplished businessman, all right? When he ain't nothing but a thug.
Me, I don't care how much money he got.
Of course. But it's just amazing, Bear, that this dude is able to get away with what he get away with. And these white people, they seriously think that black people are stupid. If this man is such a racist, why is he appearing at Jesse Jackson's initiative on stage with five other filthy rich black people? I'm sorry, white people. Ain't nobody black on that stage. It's all propaganda. Let's go here quickly. Comes Thermidor. This is from Kunstler.com. Here's what they say. What's most amazing about the fiasco that was the French Revolution is that it happened at exactly the same time that the United States successfully organized themselves into an orderly and effective government following the American Revolution. George Washington was elected and sworn in by April of 1789 with the backing of an exemplary constitution assembled by the best minds in the land. The Bastille fell in July that same year, 1789. France then fell into a years-long orgy of beheading and chaos that went nowhere until 1799, when an artillery officer named Bonaparte put an end to it by sheer force of personality. France had assisted America in concluding our revolt against King George. Surely you remember the Marquis de Lafayette from your high school history books, or has he been replaced by George Floyd? There were plenty of Frenchmen still on the American scene during the years following the British surrender at Yorktown in the fall of 1781. Some of them must have kept tabs on the Constitutional Convention, out of which came our blueprint for managing national affairs. And not a few of these Frenchmen were active in their own revolution, which kicked off 2 years later. By the way, Jefferson was in Paris from 1784 until 1789, months after the Bastille fell. He succeeded Ben Franklin as minister there to negotiate trade agreements. John Adams was also on the scene in Paris as our ambassador when Jefferson arrived. These Americans met daily and chatted endlessly with France's political players. The American Articles of Confederation were in effect during that time, but to be replaced by the improved U.S. Constitution in 1787. The people of France, including the various elites involved in public life, royal, bourgeois, lawyers and generals, might have taken a lesson from the American experience on how to successfully come out of a political tribulation. Alas, they simply could not get their shit together. Rewind a little to 1793 in Paris. The revolution is in full swing. King Louis XVI went to the guillotine in January. They cut his head off. The National Convention had replaced the National Assembly as the furnace of political action. The radical Jacobin faction, the Jacobins, led by Robespierre and Saint-Just, coalesced into a power-seizing majority there. They took their name from a political club founded by anti-royalists. But their platform became increasingly extreme as the revolution lurched toward pandemonium. During his year in power, the Jacobins turned the life of the nation upside down in their zealous quest to create a perfectly equitable society. Sound familiar? They abolished the church, placed it with their own, quote, cult of the supreme being, unquote. Sound familiar? They changed the week from 7 days to 10 days. They changed the names of all the months in the calendar. Okay? They put in wage and price controls while churning out money, which triggered monetary inflation. Sound familiar? They confiscated grain from farmers all over the country. Sound familiar? They condemned thousands, it's estimated from 20,000 to 40,000, of their political enemies to the guillotine in their reign of terror. In short, the Jacobins made a bloody mess of things and pissed off a lot of their countrymen. Sound familiar? By the summer of 1794, in their renamed month of Thermidor, that's one of the months that they changed in the calendar, everybody else finally had had enough of the Jacobin nightmare. On July 27th, Robespierre was at the rostrum once again, denouncing his enemies and crying for blood when the out-group members who were present started throwing food at him and shouting him down. That was the magic moment when everything flipped, the shock of recognition that the Jacobins had lost power. Just like that, the chamber fell into a melee. A lot of shoving and shouting. Robespierre and his cronies were chased across town to the city hall and barricaded themselves inside. The mob broke through and arrested them. Somewhere in the confusion, a policeman shot Robespierre in the face, shattering his jaw. And the very next day, Robespierre, Saint-Just, and 20 of their associates had their appointment with the National Razor. In other words, they lost their heads. This event became known as the Thermidorian Reaction, the insane Jacobin program of terror and social derangement was swiftly abolished. Nothing like it was seen again until the Bolsheviks, the Maoists, and the Khmer Rouge came along in the 20th century. And now, in our time, the party of chaos, as led by Joe Biden, or whoever and whatever is behind him, with their open border, their lust for another world war, their drive for censorship, their sadistic lawfare, their race and sex hustles, their compulsive lying, and their sick destruction of every norm and boundary in daily life. America is headed for its own Thermidorian reaction. It'll end up being called something else, of course, but it's a different time, place, and set of circumstances. But it feels close, doesn't it? Everybody I know or correspond with mentions this feeling that something is going to blow in this country, and pretty soon. The air is alive with it, just as the air is alive with potence of spring. Are you waiting for it? You see how history seems to repeat itself. It seems to rhyme over and over and over and over, like a hamster in a hamster wheel. Okay? He's running his butt off. And when he looks up, he's still in the same place he started from. Going nowhere fast. I think this is going to be the legacy of Dark Shadows. I'm going to have to come back next week and finish this up, because I got stuff we got to get on this piece that's just too long. So with that, family, I'll end it here. It's been quite an evening tonight, unlike anything I've ever experienced before. But you learn something new every day. Now I got another alternative to get online and talk with the family. With that, I'll shut up and have the family come in there.
Okay, and the call-in number is 323-642-1586. Push the number 1 if you have a question or you have a comment. Okay, where are we at here? Let's see. Do we have any hands raised? 708-837. Okay, Dr. X, well, I don't see no hands. Let me see.
That's all right.
Do you have anything else? Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Just real briefly, in terms of the support that's leaning towards Donald Trump, I've seen several videos of the Latin Kings saying they down with Trump. So based on and the number of videos I've seen with them and other young people, I don't think the Democrats are going to be able to steal enough to turn this around. And I'll close with that.
Did you see what happened in Michigan? Did you see what happened in Michigan yesterday, Mike?
No, I know they had an election up there, though.
What happened? The primary. My mom's sitting right here.
You didn't see it,
what
babe?
What happened?
Oh, my
no.
God.
I haven't, like Wes say, I don't look out the window.
Check this out. Biden won the Democratic primary with 39% of the vote.
Oh, yeah.
You know who got more votes than him?
Oh, yeah, Trump. Yeah, I knew that part.
No, Bear. The primaries are separate. You got the Republican primary, you got the Democrat primary.
Okay.
The Muslims who pissed off at Biden, right, didn't vote for him in the primary. So there was another category that basically meant none of the above.
Right, was not committed.
Exact. They got 3 times more votes than Biden got. He got 39% of the vote.
So that means non-committed was up in the 60 percentile?
That is correct.
That's not good news, bro.
That's in Michigan, okay, where the unions are totally turned against Biden because do you realize that in 1979, there was like 1.5 million auto workers? You know how many there are now?
How many?
Just a little over 100,000.
Oh, is that many, huh? Okay.
A little over 100,000. And the EV industry, the electric vehicle industry, is in the toilet. All the automakers is running away from it because they can't give them to people.
They're too expensive, and when it gets cold, they don't work.
Yes. Okay.
It's just like anything that runs on a battery. When it's cold outside, the life of the battery is shortened in cold weather.
Correct.
It's just that simple.
A couple of months ago, Orange Man went there. No, I think this was last year. He went to Detroit, went to Michigan, and told the auto workers that what's going to happen, EV thing continues, is all of you are going to be totally out of a job, period. Then Biden went there, because I'm going to give you one guess. Well, I ain't going to even let you guess. You know where they both are going to be tomorrow?
At the border.
Yes. Orange Man had already committed that he was going down there, and when the courts heard, he hurry up and scheduled a visit down to Texas.
As if it's going to do him any good. People are already aware that the only reason he's going there is because his ass is in the sewer.
Correct. Go ahead, Bear.
And I also heard that the part he's going to is not where they coming in.
No, he's not going near the border. He going there to try to take some of the shine off Orange Man, but he should know that don't work. The man can't, I'm talking about the court, can't draw a crowd if you gave him a pencil and paper and say, draw a crowd. He wouldn't know what it looked like, so how can he draw one? He ain't never drew one.
And that should tell the people that the election was stolen because he couldn't draw no crowd back then.
Right at 60% of the people that they polled, Democrat and Republican, in total, believe that the election was stolen. So they can't even use election denier no more. Well, why do people feel that way? Because of all the evidence that have come out since the election. I'm talking about Supreme Court just yesterday pointing out that all the things that was done in Delaware were illegal. And the same thing applies to many of the states with these fake mayors and governors who took it upon themselves to violate their own constitutions, their state constitutions, and they just changed the way the voting system was going to take place without the legislator. That's totally unconstitutional. And that's been happening since the election. So, in actuality, this man ain't won nothing, period.
Right.
Totally illegal.
Well, I just say beware, because the closer we get to November, the crazier it's going to get. And I'll close with that.
I definitely agree with you, Brother Mike. Protep and better love.
Okay.
Protep.
Okay. Tugmos, you didn't have anything else to say, did you? Okay.
I won't let him know if he's still listening. I did get to listen to the brother last night, and you're right. I agree with a good 90% of what the brother was saying, the professor that you mentioned.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Who is this?
Oh, okay. I had my phone.
I'll just talk. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send you another one on his programs I listened to today at work,
mm-hmm.
where they was talking about
Biden losing the black vote, the black male vote, and why, you know, it was him and another professor. Now, I found out that the brother was fired from Howard for his views. When his views
ain't that something?
So the brother he's talking to in the video I watched today was fired from Temple for the same thing. Once his views got non-democratic, all of a sudden, you can't be on this campus anymore after 30-something years. You know what I'm saying? You're not fitting what we want to teach the kids.
That's right.
So, yeah, man. So,
ain't it interesting that these so-called these black colleges or colleges like Temple, that's known for being oriented towards black people, are firing mm-hmm. black people that don't basically drink from the same trough?
Absolutely. And they was even discussing the chick in Harvard who got fired. And they said, well, what did she expect? They fired Carnell West from Harvard for having views they didn't like. So what did she expect? For his views was pro-Palestinian. That's why they fired him. So,
right.
You know, you thought you was going to go in there, you know, like you knew what job you was taking when you took the job. You know, so.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
And you know what, Tut? That's mm-hmm. the one thing that was missing. I was waiting for the brother to drop a dime on the real system of white supremacy. See, we can't be complacent and not talk about this stuff. Now, I understand people are scared, but man, scared money don't win no money and a damn thing change.
He's following the guidelines that he needs to stay on YouTube because, you know, once you start saying too much, they're going to take you off. So that's what that other guy, that white guy, Dr. Waterloo, he has a program that comes on. What's that one that it's like YouTube, but you can say what you want to say? I forget what it's called.
Rumble?
No, it was BitChute, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he saves things for the BitChute show. Oh, no, you're right, Bad Rumble. He saves things for his Rumble show because he said, you know, I can't say this on YouTube. Like, he won't even say the Houthis. He got striked for saying that. Because he was talking about them, giving you the history of how they were formed. So he wasn't giving you, these are some terrorists or whatever. He was showing how they became what they are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they, you know, YouTube called him and said, you know, you can't say that, you know, can't mention them anymore. You know, they gave him a strike, so he doesn't mention them anymore. He calls them the HI group. So you know who he talk about if you listen to his show.
Right.
He mentions, you know, HI group. But yeah, man, they cracking down, man. Censorship is getting serious.
Yep.
And only going to get worse. Now, they got that new version of Gemini. Hey, man, I don't have a problem with it.
You better.
No, you know why? You know why? You know why I have a problem with it? Because, hey, man, all these Negroes going to do, they all they want to play is play the parts of people that they ain't. You get what I'm saying? Y'all, black person want to play Superman. Black person want to play. So now y'all could be the Confederate soldiers. Y'all could be the Nazis. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the roles y'all want to play in these movies. Y'all don't want to be us. Y'all want to be everything but us. So,
how about John Gotti? How about Seymour?
Yeah, you know.
How about Murder, Inc.?
You know that. You could be murdered, and you could be they could put a black dude with a little small hat. Oh, man. They really need to go there. Put a black dude with some side curls and the Star David. You know what I'm saying? Go all out with it.
Oh, they be gone ASAP.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So this is being done intentionally. That's why I'm like, man, this is, they playing with people. Now, are people looking at that? They got the other software they just dropped, the other AI, where you just pretty much say what you want, and it makes a whole movie around it. I'm going to send you the video of it. You're going to be
man, this stuff is crazy, man.
You, it makes the movie for you. You just pretty much tell it what you want. And this thing makes it look perfect. I mean, it looks real. You won't, you can't tell it's not real. You know, and the only thing, like, it has a drone flying over some ruins, and then all of a sudden the drone turns into a butterfly, but it's underwater in the ocean. I mean, the fish flowing. I mean, it's so real. It's seamless. And all you did was told it what you wanted it to do, and it made a rendition of it for you. You know,
yeah,
this
is scary. So where's Hollywood and all this, Tut?
Man, they about to be out of business. You saw Tyler Perry, who had committed $800 million to expand his studio. He put that on hold. Said, I don't need to expand it anymore. I just bought some AI that does what that whole expansion would have did. I don't even have to expand it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be out of business. What you need them for?
Nothing.
You know, the producer. People at Hollywood love it, man. You don't need to hire directors anymore. They direct themselves.
Yeah.
You just tell it what you want it to do, you know?
And you don't need the actor either. All you need to do is have them a contract. Have them sign a contract to have them to use your likeness.
Yeah, and that's going, and you saw that whole likeness thing is killing college sports.
Yes.
You know, you saw how Nick Saban just retired.
Yeah.
He quit. Because he can't control the kids anymore now that they're making money. They telling him, kiss their ass, man.
That whole thing is what they're doing is the whole system, the whole sports system is going to collapse.
That they want it to.
I know.
They want it. They want to control it. So they want college basketball to be a tournament. That's it. They don't need them to play the regular season. They could pick and choose who they want to be in the tournament. So they, because that's their big gambling thing. And that's about it, man. Now, you got, this is all part of the same thing. When Obama was president, and this is what makes these job numbers look good, is that this gig economy, Uber Eats, DoorDash, you know, you in the store shopping for people and dropping off their groceries. In my estimation, not a real job. You know, you're just doing a little hustle or something, but
it's like you're living pizza, man. That ain't no job.
Yeah, but those are all considered jobs. So now when they do the job numbers, it looks like, oh, we got record-breaking job numbers, but nah, that's because you're counting someone who, you know, drives a car around and drops people off twice a week or whatever for Uber.
Right.
And they to make ends meet, they also gotta do DoorDash. So now they got two jobs, so they count like two people.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's all Obama. Thing.
They started
that's
doing that
Obama.
Under Bill Clinton. Go ahead.
No, that's all started under Obama, who took big money from Uber. Uber's the start of it. And when he took the big money from Uber to let them lobby to create these new types of jobs that didn't exist before.
Right.
You didn't have these types of jobs anymore. Airbnb is part of this, and so is this NIL. This is all, none of this existed before, but when he did this, it opened up the door for all of this stuff to exist. So it pretty much ensures that your kids ain't going to have the same good job with a pension that you had. You know what I'm saying? It's,
yeah.
You know, the definition of a job now is somebody who, you know, goes into a restaurant, picks up food, and drops it off at somebody else's house using their own car and their own gas, responsible for the damages, but that's a job.
Yeah.
When before, you used to get paid to do that. You got a vacation. You got sick time. Use the company car, you wasn't using your car, that's gone. You see, like,
a whole new category.
No, what I was talking about under Clinton was as they were removing the manufacturing jobs under NAFTA, what they did was they hiked up the service industry jobs, which were part-time, low wages, no benefits. So everybody had two, three jobs. People get off one job, right, after three or 4 hours and go work another job for 3 or 4 hours. And if you were lucky enough, you had another job where you might work 3 or 4 hours. That's how people was working. And they hiked up that as a massive employment increase under Bill Clinton. See, it's the
yeah,
same
I remember that
concept.
Was temporary employment. I was a
yes.
temp for years. Yeah, I did temp work. You know, that the good thing about temp work, though, is I work for the temp agency. So they got to pay my insurance. They got to give me my vacation. They got to give me my breaks, make sure I get my breaks and all that stuff like a regular job. If you don't get none of those protections, man, you know, you're using your own car
right.
to go pick people up. If you hit a pothole and your car is broke, you out of work. Now, this is the predatory stuff they was doing.
Right.
Uber and Lyft working with the car, what you call those people that you go there, rent-a-car agency, had
mm-hmm.
a rent-to-own program. So let's just say you somebody who don't have a car, but you want to work for Uber. Well, you can go to Enterprise and you can rent the car at a discounted rate. So let's just say $200 a week you're paying to rent the car.
Right.
So out of your little bit of money, first thing comes off is the $200. You know what I'm saying? And you're paying, you're essentially keeping two companies afloat with your labor.
That's
but you don't really work for either one of them.
That's the old Rockefeller model. That's how the Rockefellers basically got filthy rich. They basically would rent the housing that the manual laborers who were working in the oil fields and coal mines for the Rockefellers, they were too tired to try to go home because this is 100-some years ago. So what they did was they built housing on the compound and then charged them rent. They had a cook who would cook in a certain area of the compound. You go there and they pay your meals. So you didn't work 80 hours in a week and your take-home pay was $15. Because you had to pay off all this other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Hey, man.
It's slavery, man.
Yeah, slavery by another name. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, last thing I'm going to say is they just finding these, and this is with these Africans. They've been, they found a dude in Brooklyn yesterday. He had a store. When they went into the store, the police went in there because they've been getting complaints. He had like 100 migrants living in his store.
Wow.
Yeah, these was all African migrants, and he's an African. And he was saying how the housing, you know, the hotel rooms and the tents and things, they don't go to the Africans. They go to the Spanish-speaking people. So the Africans got to live on the streets, and he couldn't help see them living on the streets. So I'm thinking, damn, that's messed up, right? So now tonight on the news, they pop up. The same guy in Queens, he owns another store. He got another 100-some beds in this store. And they said on this tonight that he charged each person $2,700 of down payment and $300 a month to stay there.
So in 6 months, he independently wealthy.
Yeah, he making a killing off of these people, man. I'm about to hook up the basement in my building, man. This is crazy. I tell my wife, yo, that's over $30,000. A month he making off of one building. You
yep.
know what I'm saying? So they told him, you know, hit him with all kinds of city violations, you know, having people live in places they shouldn't, not having fire, this and that and other. They about to milk him. But, yeah, man, this is getting that crazy. So they got them hiding in basements. You don't even know they living in these stores and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You know, they don't even know where these people are living. You know what I'm saying? They done lost them. But I'll mute myself, y'all. Peace.
Excellent comments, Brother Tut. Hotep and better love. Sister Bear?
Yes, I'm here. Hotep.
They mm-hmm. need to send these people, all of them, black, white, I don't care what color they are, okay? Everybody knows this is part of a much larger agenda. I didn't get to it today, but the information okay. is coming out about the Jews, the Catholics, and all these NGOs, like I said yesterday, operating the above-ground railroad.
Okay? Yep.
That's what's going on, and it's being run by the United Nations. All that's coming out now. Okay? So the key is to cut off the funding. The Republicans control the funding. Okay?
The Speaker of the House, right?
Yes.
And he's not doing that.
Not ain't you? Have you heard him say anything? There's a group
nope.
of Republicans, as usual, who's screaming and raising hell about it and saying it needs to stop. So you can expect they're going to have hearings on it, but they're trying their best to keep this stuff under wraps because, again, the people hear little bits and pieces of this.
Right.
But once it hits the wind, what are they going to say?
So what excuse do he have for not for drawing the funds back, stopping the funds?
He has to be compromised.
Okay.
That's the war that's going on inside the Republican Party. And MAGA is whooping their butt. That's why I said they got a new Big Mac. With three pieces of meat on it. We in uncharted territory. This has never happened before. Speaker of the House, gone. The head of the Republicans in the Senate, gone. And the head of the RNC, gone. You don't get no higher in party politics than those spots. Power structure of the Democrats and the Republican Party. You see? So the war ain't over, but it's like Ukraine. You don't have to declare that the war is over, but the war is over. You know what I heard today?
What's that?
And I can't back it up. You know, Zelensky already has his villa picked out in Florida. And I heard today that NATO, now yesterday, Macron was talking about sending French troops to Ukraine to fight on the ground under NATO. Today, I heard that they are basically surrendering. They want peace talks, and they're talking already about the reconstruction money. Now, why are they doing that? Let me give you one reason, or one little small reason why they're doing that, Bear.
Why?
And understand that this came at the New York Times, okay, that I advise everybody not to read. You talk about racist. CIA built 12 spy bases in Ukraine and waged shadow war for the last decade. Bombshell New York Times report. And they go on in the article to point out that this is exactly what Putin said. This is the New York Times saying this. That he's not going to have NATO encroaching on his border. And now we find that the CIA got 12, count them, bases to spy on Russia in Ukraine. And waging, are you ready for this, family? Because what's the name of this program, Bear?
A Dark Shadow.
Let me read the headline again. CIA built 12 secret spy bases in Ukraine and waged shadow war for the last decade. We'll get into it next week. And that ain't the only shadow in darkness, because all throughout this series, those two words keep coming up over and over and over and over. Dark shadows. You'll see what I mean next week. Okay, family? Mind blowing. So they talking about they need trillions to rebuild Ukraine. Now, France is broke. Germany, the people about to overthrow their government, they broke. United States is broke. All these countries are broke trying to break Putin. Where the trillions gonna come from? Do you know what the people in this country, for the first time, Bear, I'm gonna tell you what the reaction is going to be if you start talking about after... 3 months ago, you were saying Ukraine is whooping Russia's tail. 3 months later, now you talking about trillions of dollars to go to rebuild Ukraine? The people in this country are going to revolt. That'll do it. Because people can't buy chicken.
Can't even buy eggs.
Exactly. So all hell is going to break loose. Okay? Trump thing is just minor compared to what's coming. And what these people are banking on is people going in their shell and hiding. No. The level of frustration across the board is as high as I've ever seen it in this country, because the people's needs are not being met anywhere. It's all illegals all the time. And now they're running around the country killing and raping people. Insane. That's what I see coming, Bear.
Yeah. Well, it's already here. But that's how you tear down one system to expose it, and that's what I see it being exposed.
Yeah.
To raise another system.
I just think that, man, you can take the whole truck driving situation, for example, okay, with the truckers saying that they're not, at least the independents, saying that they're going to bypass New York. I've heard today as well some of the leaders in the trucker community, the independent truckers, you know, they got their own little associations as well. They're saying they're going to step it up. They're not just going to bypass New York. They're going to bypass the blue cities.
Right.
Because you see, if you look at the map in terms of people's political leanings, outside of the cities, this whole country damn near red. It's the cities with the large populations that are blue. So all the truckers really have to do is bypass the cities and go out in the surrounding areas, they're not starving.
Nope.
You see? So it's not a necessity that people have to deliver anything to the cities. I used to be a driver. So I know how important it is for these cities to get them loads when they need to get them. Now you take that and put that together with Walmart shutting down all these stores. Walgreens shutting down stores. All of these major retail corporations shutting down stores.
Well, Walmart, they need to shut down as far as their food is concerned, because their food is straight up chemical. They sell the worst food it is.
But that's the one of the few places that the people have to go to get food. See, you can't replace it. You can't replace all of them stores shutting down like Walgreens. You can't replace these drugstores. Where the money going to come from? Who's going to invest in areas where people are allowed to rob you blind and there's no penalty for it? I wouldn't do it. Why would you open up a business and you know that 50% of your inventory is going to be stolen? Who does that? You see? And then here's what happens, Bear. You got these nasty little stinky Arab stores because they are in the
rotten food meat.
Man. It's worse than Walmart. You can smell it before you even get in the door good in the wintertime. Okay? So, and you know what kind of relationship black people got with them. All right? Because they got their whole families in the stores. You walk in there. You ain't familiar to them. They following you from the moment you walk in that door until the moment you leave.
And someone in the chat room was talking about the Great Value food brand.
Yes, Walmart.
Oh, at
brand.
Walmart. Yeah, and I just experimented. I had somebody tell me about that. They ice cream don't melt. Cause it's, and it's got that M-O-N-O, something start with a C in it. So I got one, and it sat on my counter for 3 days.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you something else, Bev, and I advise the family to do this. Read every label. If you go to Walmart and you buying this stuff in there, start reading the labels. Because they're already putting the bug proteins in their foods.
Yeah, that's why I say I wouldn't eat nothing out of Walmart.
So take your phone, all right? Take you some selected pictures. Because this is the whole situation with the cereals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They putting bug protein in the cereals. Kellogg's.
Yeah, Kellogg's been doing stuff today.
Yeah. Well, Kellogg's has a long history of being involved in you getting eugenics. Contrary to what they tell you, they are really not great.
Great.
They're anything but great. So the people going to have to, you know, take a little time out, and you may not even be able to spell the word, but take a photograph of it with your phone, and then when you get home or while you're in the store, if you got the time, pull it up and see what it is, see what it means. diabolical, Bear.
Yes, it is.
It is truly diabolical what these people are doing.
Let me take this last call before they cut us off here. Okay, 773-895.
You know what my father used to tell me? He used to tell us when I was little, you don't buy drawers where you buy your groceries at.
That's a hell of a good point.
Yeah.
My man. Oh, yeah, Brother Derek. Better love.
Oh, yeah. Better love. Hey, I want to go back to yesterday, the X-Men point, because I kind of fell asleep.
Yeah.
A lot of people are raising hell with these Marvel movies because of the whole ESG scores, the DI and everything, because every Marvel movie that's been coming out ever since Endgame, it's a burning crash situation, flopping.
Yes.
They're upset about that. Now, you know, they're re-releasing a cartoon version, animated version of the X-Men. But now what the problem with that is, one of the characters, I forgot the character's name, he's supposed to be non-binary. And it's like, yeah, really putting the shit in all these movies and cartoons now. And people are not watching this stuff. A lot of people, Disney is losing a lot of money as far as the theme parks, the movies and everything, and people are getting tired of this shit.
Well, you know what, Derek? What you really see happening is all of the mainstream corporate, be it media, movies, anybody involved in that genre, all of the established corporations, people have totally turned them off.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I just heard today Tyler Perry got a series on where the guy is having sex with other guys and they got the baby, everything that's going, they messing with the children. How they let him have a series with all of that on?
Because that's the standard now.
Yeah.
Bear, I just happened upon this, I don't even know the name of it, but it was dealing with young people and it was so nasty. It was from Netflix. Wait a minute. Ain't Obama a big shot at Netflix?
Oh, that's why, because this is like gang rape. They got seven men raping the woman. And I'm like,
yes.
And they showing off. And the kids,
yes.
Kids getting
it's
molested.
Graphic.
And oh,
it's
like,
graphic.
What?
There's nothing left to the imagination. And they talk about oral sex and all this kind of stuff, like it's just
that's
a normal part of everybody's
bedroom
conversation. Go ahead, Beth.
No, I just said it's supposed to stay in the bedroom, not on TV.
Right. The last movie I watched on Netflix was Leave the World. What is that? Leave the World Behind. And so happened that movie was executively produced by the Obamas.
Yep.
And it was interesting because, you know, last week about it was interesting what happened with the so-called outage with the phones and everything, even with a lot of the alternative media, for some reason they was kind of quiet about it. And it wasn't just the cell phones and stuff, especially with AT&T that went out. A lot of the hospitals were having issues with the medications and stuff like that.
Yes.
And one of my credit union in Illinois, they had posted on the website that, well, they really didn't want people to come into the branches because whatever the glitch was or the power going out, it affected the ATMs. And it affected the services in the branch, so you really couldn't go out and do anything. And I said, no, this is more than just a so-called cyber attack with the phones. This is something bigger.
Yeah,
imagine
if
that went on for 3 days.
What's that?
Imagine if that went on for 3 days.
Or longer. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me.
I mean, that would be total chaos.
618-66, you got a minute or two. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing today? This is Brother D. St. Louis.
Great.
Hotel.
I wanted to comment on that outage, too, because, you know, it was making people kind of, like, on edge. And mainly, like, what I noticed, like, in St. Louis, in, like, the black communities, that's where it was really glitching the most there, because I got T-Mobile, but when I got in certain areas, like, where black people at, the phone was just tripping. And then, look, it had everybody on edge because people was trying to make calls. You can make a call. You can't make a call. And your phone will work for a couple of seconds, and then it'll quit. You know, it was just a whole bunch of mess going on. This was just like yesterday and the day before. But, you know, that other glitch was a couple of days ago. But this, it's been going on for a few days now.
So it's not.
But you know what's weird now, Brother D, y'all, I have been bitching about, because when I first got down here to Memphis, I had Verizon. The shit wouldn't work. And so when I switched it back to Xfinity, it kind of worked, whatever. But when they had that first glitch that a few days ago, a lot of people's shit was out, but mine was on. That never happened before, any other day, even with the internet. So I don't know if it's now someone had told me that certain phones, people who had certain carriers and stuff, that was actually hacked. And so it was something maybe you need to do with your phone if your stuff done went out. I don't know. That's what I heard.
Hey, you got to remember, Dig, and they've been doing, putting all them cables in the ground. See, they finished.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody paying no attention. So they checking. You got to make sure they checking that shit to see how it worked, because the reason why they put it underground to where you can't tap into them poles no more. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because I know niggas that'll get up on them poles and turn on the whole community. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We know some of the same people, D.
Yes. Yes. They love high voltage electric. They don't care.
Yep. Go ahead,
Dr. X, you still on. We over time and you still on.
I know. I'm surprised.
Yeah, so I had wanted to comment on that because you got a lot of people is on edge with that, their phone tripping, because, you know, some people can't take their phone being out of whack. I don't too much care for them, but I need it for my family and, you know,
right.
stuff like that.
Right.
And, you know, but other than that, I promise you, I wish I never had to use, even when I had a cell phone system when they first was popular. When your bill was $500 and $600, you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, ever since when they was changing the phones to texting and email, and I just wanted to ring. That's it. I don't want it to text. I don't want no picture. Just a phone like in the house. But
right.
Right.
It was a reason for the technology, because I was reading those popular mechanics, and they was coming into this, and look at all those podcasts and fast food commercials. That's basically what they said life in society was going to be, fast food and reality TV shows. A podcast is a reality TV show.
That's
you know
right.
Like,
that's right.
So that's what we live in right now, to where the way they made stuff before, we just gonna be living in reality. All cameras pointing on whoever wanna show their ass.
You right
so,
on it.
Literally.
So it's no, you know, Hollywood ain't gonna be no more. It's just gonna be all reality life, and then you get what you get out of it. You
that's
know what
right.
I'm saying? So that's what's going on. That's what I had to comment on.
Excellent
okay.
comment, D.
Thank you.
Again, you right on it, my brother. Hotep and better love.
Better love.
Oh, one
okay.
more thing.
Mm-hmm.
People here locally in Tennessee, they on these politicians, especially Republicans, because of their relationship with BlackRock. Now, you got the attorney general here that's been fighting against it because, you know, they got the people's pensions tied up in that ESG bullshit. But now they just came out with a story a couple of weeks ago, like the former governor, Bill Haslam, he was a Republican. Come to find out a lot of his staffers were working with BlackRock. Basically, BlackRock was paying these politicians to turn from Republican to Democrat.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you, brother, on the same vein, if I had a 401k or any kind of retirement fund, man, I'd be looking to diversify and ready to raid them. You hear me?
Yeah.
They're coming at them, brother.
So, but yeah, right. That, I don't want to hold you up. I know you got to get some sleep. So, but thanks for taking my call. Better love, Hotep.
Always good Hotep. To talk to you, brother Derek. Hotep and better love.
Better love. Okay, Dr. X, looking forward to next week so you can keep us informed on what them devils are doing.
That's sure what they are, Bear. No doubt about it. So,
all right.
We managed to get on tonight. I think it was still productive. So all
yeah.
I can say is I'll see you next Tuesday night, family.
All right. Better love.
Better love. And Hotep.
Hotep.
The word is universally accepted and supported. Domestic or recorded. The music. What is priceless to the righteous? And we should have nicest on microphone devices. The music. What is it that you hear in your head instead of your ear when the radio is hearing? The music. To all my mixtape supporters, DJs who support us, bootleg recorders and surplus with no orders, people who love your shit regardless of state borders, all Josh sons and Josh daughters, here we go, the music is why we here, I be laying the vocals that be playing in your ear, together we're something special, it's the universal call and response, the answer to this riddle and what everybody wants, so what is universally accepted and supported, domestic or imported, the music. What is priceless to the righteous and free to the nicest, a microphone device, yo, the music. What is it that you hear in your head instead of your ear when the radio is near? The music. What is it that lovers recite? We brothers fight, get played in the day and perform mostly at night. These lyrics roll out of my mouth like pouring a libation to the folks that ain't here. Beware, my vibration reaches masses and surpasses all facets of the industry. Mixing and matching all of my elements like chemistry. But anyway, I stay live at the NBA on PlayStation. Taking my time like vacation. Mad brothers upset, flaming harder than Gay Nation. I'm standing on top of Sugar Hill like Ray Nathan. You waiting for more similes and metaphors. Predators, you praying to get hold of my literature. For better or worse, each verse is tainted with deadly doses of venom. The last bite of painted. It's a shame, ain't it? And ill pictures being painted. Salaries paid to galleries so they can maintain it. Hang it on the wall for all to see the masterpiece. Cause this bullshit has to cease. You gotta add on.
Universally accepted and supported.
Domestic or reported. The music. What is priceless to the righteous and free to the nicest on microphone devices?
The music.
What is it that you hear in your head instead of your ear when the radio is near?
The music.
What is it that lovers recite? We brothers fight to get straight in the day.
Don't
you love when the music is insightful, delightful? You go to a show, the MC hits you with a mic full. Hip-hop will never leave its rightful rulers. That's why I still make dance for B-boys and old schoolers. While y'all fools be at the jewelers, I'm dropping gems. Some in the form of poems and chants and some of hymns. All of which can be found in your average college curriculum. Next to anthologies, don't have no musicology. And while they breaking down the different ways to follow me, they soon find out that the beat is just a part of me. This is a Gingy Brown production, held in conjunction with the seven heads put for your consumption.
What is universally accepted and supported, domestic or imported?
Hey, yo, the music. What is priceless to the righteous and free to the nicest on microphone devices? What the music. What is it that you hear in your head instead of your ear when the radio is near? The music.
What is unspoken and heard with or without words? And it says it's a light like the bees and the birds.